Oh, my friend, to love and not be loved can be a hurting thing. To care for someone who does not care can break a heart into a million pieces. Oh, but God, He understands what you've been going through. When I read the story of Jesus at Jacob's well there at Sychar in the land of the Samaritans, I understand why He had such compassion and such sympathy with that woman at the well that day, because she had been divorced 5 times. Most of you know about the story of the woman at Jacob's well. It's recorded in the book of John, the 4th chapter. When she met Jesus at the well, Jesus asked her for a drink of water. And she says, "How is it that you, being a Jew, would ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink of water?" And then Jesus promised her that if she would ask Him, He would give her water that she would never thirst again. This woman had heard promises. She'd heard a lot of promises in her life, but they never really materialized. 5 other men had made her promises in her life, and all 5 of them failed in their promises. No doubt the men in her life had offered her many things: the full pantry, the closet filled with clothes, and the house filled with children. She had heard a lot of promises, but she had been so disappointed so many times. Was she now ready to believe this man? Apparently she was. In fact, she says, "Give me this water that I will never thirst again." Others had failed her, but this man at the well gave her that living waters. Jesus understood the hurt that divorces cause. It may have come to His remembrance the day His father stood and said, Why? What have I done that you would leave me for another?" Jesus knew intimately the hurt and pain that a divorce can cause. Maybe you have already gone through a tragic divorce or are involved in one even now. What happens when Christians, or anyone else for that matter, go through a divorce? Do they have to live the rest of their life as a second-class child of God? Can they ever again prove that good and perfect will of God? Sometimes we get the impression that the will of God is like an egg, a heavenly Humpty Dumpty. One mistake, or at the most two, and no one, not even God, can put Humpty Dumpty together again. It is true, one bad choice can be costly. One immoral relationship, one selfish choice can have devastating consequences. But we must remember that God is never finished with anyone who repents. God is a specialist in the sin disease. His Son died to remedy our situation. I don't want you to think that your circumstances caught God off guard. God doesn't have a hurriedly made backup plan made in the wake of your divorce. God had a plan long before your divorce happened. God, who knows and controls all things, had already planned to take you and those that you love and incorporate them into His plan. So what if we do marry the wrong one? What if we disobey God and sin greatly? God will not be caught off guard. God is prepared to help us today if we will seek Him in our hour of need. He will comfort us. We will never reach the place where God is no longer willing to direct us. If we will repent, God will make the best of every situation. God is well prepared to work in and through conditions that are less than ideal. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.